What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Jeremy Sherman, UT Martin Scholars, fresh off of Media Day. Hey, Jeremy, good to talk to you, man. How you doing, brother?
Hey, doing great. Hey, Boss Man, I'm so glad to be on this show. It's we just had Media Day for the OVC. That means season's coming up really soon, so it's that time of year.
No doubt. Man, Jeremy, let me ask you, man, can y'all already believe it? A year has flown by. It's went by so fast, man. Like, for you, you've been in it every day, man. How's it been for you to see how this program has grown in the year you've been there going to season two now?
I'll tell you what, it was a roller coaster that first year. And it was great. It was just, it was a lot of learning. You know, everyone said, you know, coming in that I was going to learn a lot. And it's like, holy smokes. I mean, I learned so much in the first year, positive and negative, you know, but just learning. I think it's creating an extra level of excitement here for year two. And I know I'm not done learning yet. I mean, there's just going to be learning nonstop, but just, you know, learning what we've already learned, how we've applied it, whether it's with roster, you know, construction, whether it's with how we're preparing for the season, you know, just a whole lot of different things. Just extra excited for year two.
No doubt. And truthfully, like you said, man, you built your roster a different way. You have a lot of young guys on your roster. So what was your decision-making process going and deciding to go the other way? Most of my guys trying to get old, you got younger.
I'm telling you. So I've always believed in be better, be different, you know, and I've always been a different dude. You know, we talked about it some last year on the show. Like, you know, I think I'm the only, my SID looked up, I'm the only Division I coach in the country who never coached a moment of Division I. You know, before coming in as a head Division I coach. And, you know, I've always taken a different route. It's always been, you know, a little different way of doing things. And, you know, everyone's taking portal and everyone's going really, really old. And I think there's a lot of value in young guys. I think there's a lot of value in. I think it'll hopefully help us build not just a championship team this year, but hopefully it'll help us build a long-term solution, you know, something sustainable. So we're not just chasing portal guys every year. We retain guys year over year. And I'm a big believer in development. You know, that goes into a big part of this process. I don't want to just take ready-made guys and just get them coexisting. And there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of coaches do that really well. It's just not me. I want to develop guys. I want to get them on the court in development, get them in the weight room development, nutrition development, you know, get them in film sessions and develop their basketball IQ. And so, you know, with eight freshmen, which is to our knowledge, the most in the country, one more than Arizona. Arizona has seven. We're definitely doing it a different way. And, you know, we believe it'll pay dividends for us, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later.
And Drew, what's good about it is, these guys only know your language and your way. Whatever you call a coverage, they know that language. So they're not coming trying to, well, when I was here, it was this. No, it's if it's a blue, it's blue. If it's red, it's red. So how cool is that? I know that's the positive part of it. These guys only know your way. And they can't get confused of another way than what they're used to.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, we see that because we do have two transfers on the team. And, you know, the two transfers and one transfer from the year before, you know, who's just returning. And, you know, those guys, and there's no knock on their programs, just the way of Division I basketball. All three of those guys, the two new transfers this year plus the one returning from last year, those guys are scarred a little bit. You know, those guys are tainted a little bit. Those guys had rough experiences. Those guys lost some confidence. Those guys lost a little bit of self-belief. Those guys are still trying to find all that stuff. And, you know, so one, I'm trying to do the best we can to help those guys, again, find their own, you know, confidence and belief. But to your point, all those freshmen now get to learn it our way from the beginning. You know, we don't have to, you know, get a stray puppy, to, so to speak, that's kind of, you know, been, feel like they've been cast out of their first place, or, you know, didn't work out as well as they wanted to. And so these eight freshmen we have, I mean, they are just, they've been incredible. I mean, their work ethic, their buy-in, their belief, their coming in for extra film, just always hungry to learn, just very, very, very fascinating group of guys. But they're also freshmen. So, you know, how quickly can those freshmen, you know, win us the OVC? It does get a little nerve-wracking at times. I can't lie to you.
100%, but it's so exciting to do that. And talk about the film. So for you, I know with any NBA, we kind of watch film 20 minutes over before practice. So how you kind of divvy out the film work that you want to do with your guys so they can learn how to watch the game on the film and also go apply it to the court when you're on the practice court and the game court?
That's a great question. My gosh. You know, we do it a little different here, and we're still evolving in this, but we made a decision last year, and it's something I've always believed in, but never really swerved into 100%, where all the players need to watch film with, or all the players are going to play or want to play, you know, or want to get better. They're going to come and watch film with me directly, not just their position coach, not just an assistant. And then they can supplement that with their position coach, supplement that with an assistant coach. But I mean, at the end of the day, there's some things that I've got to get a lot better at. There just are, you know, like any coach. I'm this is why I love basketball. It's a constant, you know, it's a constant process to improve, constant process to learn. But one thing that I do believe is one of my strengths is, you know, watching the details and the micro of basketball and especially on film. And so when I have guys come in and watch film, we could just break things down. I'm slowing down. Watch the footwork on this player. Watch his knee flexion. You know, watch his ankle flexion. Watch his weight distribution. You know, watch how, you know, his eyesight manipulates the defensive tag a little bit here to actually set up a play on this side of the floor. And so we can really break things down to such a micro level. And, you know, it takes our guys, I think, a little bit of time to get used to even watching film with me, because, you know, if you don't love the game, honestly, like, you probably don't love watching film with Coach Shulman, because I'll put it this way. Okay. So our first team film session that we did this year, okay, after official practice started, we brought up our Southern Indiana game from last year, which, you know, we played really well. And I thought it was a great film to show our guys to start, you know, really learning our system. And so, unlike a lot of coaches, I don't have stuff clipped up right away. Like, I wanted just to watch what we do, because there's more than just the clips to see. It's how you run the floor. It's how you point on communication, on switch. Like, there's all these things. So we were in film for an hour, boss man. An hour, okay, for film, which is probably longer than their attention span can handle. I looked on the clock on the game. We'd watched like a minute 48. We had watched like a minute 48 of the game and talked so much into teaching. Like, there's probably only like four possessions or five possessions in that, but taught so much detail in there. It took an hour. And so I think like a lot of our players thought I was insane.
You just love basketball.
But it's basketball, and it just but now the guys, they just crave it now, you know, and especially the young guys, they crave it. I mean, I got home right before 5 o'clock yesterday, you know, from Evansville from media day, and I'd sent a text to you know, all our players and said, hey, listen, you know, I'm available, you know, now if anyone wants to watch film. It's the evening. Like, the guys can go hang out with their girls, they go to a cafeteria for lunch, they can do whatever they want. I mean, I've got my family to spend time with. Sure enough, I mean, five guys hit me up saying, you know, coach, you know, I know you want to see your family, but like, can I watch film? And so I set up a 5:30, 6 o'clock, and, you know, with a couple different guys and watch film. And I mean, these guys are just so hungry to do it. They just want to get better. And that's exciting to me.
And you know what else is about watching the film a lot is that that means you'll be more disciplined to the scouts. Have that game plan. This is discipline as well. Because so you've watched it with Coach Shulman. Now we put our scout here, game plan discipline. I have it now because I watched it with Coach Shulman. I know how this guy wants to come off the pin down or come off the middle of the ball screen. We hedging, we doing two slides, we icing. We already went over the film together, so I feel confident when I get this scout and we play our opponent, how we can get this job done.
100%. 100%. You said it right. And we probably got to keep learning to be more efficient. And we do. I've got a great staff that, you know, clips up film and does all that as well. So sometimes we'll watch clipped film as well. But, you know, I think there's a balance on all that. But that's just been, to me, that's like one of our superpowers, you know, here in this program is just, you know, the watching film, the learning and the breaking it down from such a cerebral, you know, level.
You know, these young guys, Jeremy, I'll talk about getting their bodies transform because they come out of high school learning how to do the D1 way to get strong and eat nutrition wise and that prehab and rehab. So, because you're playing from November through hopefully March, so to avoid those little knickknack injuries that you have. So, talk about that piece with these young guys trying to get them to get their bodies right the right way and transfer their bodies while in season so they have the strength to not get hurt, get those little naggers that you can't get rid of that's always with you the whole year.
Yeah, for sure. That's another great question. I mean, man, you're unbelievable at these interviews. It's incredible. That's a hard thing. You know, that's a hard thing. It's a very complicated, you know, process as far as getting the bodies right. And it's something that we're still trying to learn and stay on the cutting edge of. But I can tell you a couple of things that have really helped us. The first one is, I don't know if, you know, how much you're all over Instagram, but, you know, I don't know if you've heard a knees over toes guy on Instagram. So knees over toes, guys, number one online trainer in the world. You know, he's got like 3 million followers now. And he's very creative in it. It's about range of motion. It's about strength through length, through flexibility. It's, you know, injury prevention. It's, you know, putting your body in adverse situations that you might have in a game to feel comfortable in those adverse situations. And so we've been doing, you know, his stuff, his program is called ATG, but we've been doing knees over toes stuff for, I mean, over a decade now. And the reason we got started on it, so, you know, the guy, Ben Patrick, is knees over toes guy. Ben was my point guard in 12, 13, and 13, 14. And then after playing for us, ended up on this unbelievable, you know, path to being where he is now. And so he has, you know, taught me in his ways, and he's sent us equipment over the years, and he sends us workout plans. And so he's been absolutely phenomenal for us. And I think that's really been very positive for us over the years, trying to have our bodies still healthy and, you know, all the way through March. You know, we just hired a new strength coach here, so we're excited about him as well. So he'll get started with our guys possibly as early as today. I think today's the day he gets cleared. You know, I'm big into nutrition, but I don't think women as micro as we need to be in nutrition. I think, you know, if our guys ate a little better, whether it's more calories, if they need to gain weight, but just, you know, maybe even eat something green. I know it's a shocking new, you know, revelation, but, you know, our guys, you know, love to eat a lot of fried stuff. And it's like, can we get them to eat something healthy, get some, eat some of the green. But, you know, we talk about sleep a lot as well. You know, all the scientific studies have shown that the number one performance enhancer out there is not even a supplemented sleep. And can you get 8 hours, even 9 hours as an athlete of sleep and not be on your phone all night or staying up or, you know, having, you know, girls come to your door at 1 o'clock in the morning? Can you actually get rest, you know, like your body needs for recovery? And so I'm very passionate about that aspect of, you know, of our player development is the, you know, getting our bodies right. But even then, stuff, you know, I'll be honest, boss man, it's hard. Like there's no perfect fix. You know, we wear mouth guards for every single practice, you know, because we play very physical, and that doesn't stop us from getting a play with a concussion. You know, it just, you know, we can try to prevent and control what we can, but, you know, it is still athletics and it is sports, and so you can't control everything. So we just do the best we can with it.
100%. And Jeremy, I love your roster, the diversity, because you have a lot of size that's switchable. Talk about that piece of it where we can have guys from guard 1 through 4, 1 through 5, if you have to. You're not worried about matchups, you can just play and switch what you got to switch to be if you want to do it that way. But you have the size people that just can't say, I'm going to pick it on this guy.
Well, in theory, I love it. I mean, this is like one of like the true core things, what I believe in. And you see it all the way to the NBA level. I mean, the more switchable you are these days, I know there's still a lot of drop coverage in the league, but like the more switchable you are, I mean, I just think it makes you just unbelievably hard to score against. You know, I mean, you see it with Oklahoma City. You saw it the year before with the Celtics. I mean, that's what we've been trying to do for a number of years now. And to your point, we really swerved in even more to positional size. You know, the counter to that for us is, you know, we've got to find the right balance between some of our best defenders aren't quite where they probably need to be yet offensively, and some of our best offensive players aren't definitely not quite where they need to be defensively. And so we're trying to find a nice balance on that. But, you know, eventually, hopefully, as we develop and we get into it, hopefully we can have any five we put on the court, you know, leads to an elite offensive lineup that also is extremely good switchable with no, you know, weak link, you know, defensively.
And Jeremy, I've heard your theories about this, Jeremy, but for you, being a development guy, how do you go about developing guys in the individual games to see where you're trying to win games in season? So I know some coaches say, nah, during the season, it's about the team. I don't really do development. But for you, being a development guy, how do you kind of emphasize still trying to develop a young man's individual game while trying to win games that count for real in the season?
Not easy to find that balance, like a lot of things. One thing, we've got a couple of built-in things that are easy. We have a 30 minutes every day to start our practice. We do skill development every day. So no matter how much I might be just like, today's the day I'm like ready to rip and run and just work on concepts, work on team stuff. But like, I know for 30 minutes, we're going to player development and get our guys better. Okay. And so that built in every single day is huge. And a lot of coaches don't do that. Okay. We do also have a player, director of player development in Sally Hahn, one of my great assistant coaches. And Sally is also in charge of just making sure guys, you know, get in. And our guys love it, especially we have so many international guys. I mean, they're not here to party. They're, you know, here in Martin, Tennessee. I mean, they're here to work. And so they'll reach out to Coach Sally for extra workouts. And so if they're not getting as much, you know, just within our two and a half hour practice time slot, we know we're getting that in night workouts, you know, or morning workouts for a couple of the guys, love the morning stuff. And so same thing, we got a shooting coach as well. One of my assistant coaches, Drew Kelly's phenomenal with shooting. And so he works these guys, you know, at night as well on shooting. And so we're always working on that because, I mean, here's at the end of the day, and all of us coaches can lose sight of it, myself included. I can scheme however I want. And yes, we got to make sure we know what we're doing and this and that. But like, I mean, we don't have a trade deadline like in the NBA. You know, I can't go in. I think it's maybe in December. I can't go in December and say, hey, we have this hole to fill. We need to make a trade. This is our roster. But I believe we can get better and get better players as the year goes on, just not via trade. So now if we have a long-term view, if I have like a young 6'5 point guard who is only 18 years old, has got a long ways to go. Well, how much better can he be by January? You know, if we're only doing team stuff and we forget about the development, he's probably going to be the same player. But if we have that focus that says, all right, let's just keep developing. And, you know, like he'll be better in November than he is now. He's going to be better in December. He's going to be a lot better in January. Now what's it going to look like in March in tournament time? So that's a big part. And that's a big selling point for us because we don't just talk it. We do it every single day. And so I think that's another reason we can get some good, young, talented players. So you want to come and develop. I mean, come here for some guys will be here till graduation. Some will be here 2 years. You know, it's just reality. Some will be here 2 years and then they can go make, you know, SEC money. And that's great. And then we got to help them. We're a step in their journey. You know, we got to help them in their journey, help them achieve their dreams.
And Jimmy, here's something I want to talk about too, man. Your roster, man, like the United Nations, man. So how cool is that? The guys from different backgrounds on your roster, different languages talking. How cool is it in team meetings and team group settings to kind of have everybody kind of learn who each other is, learn each other's backgrounds? So I think it'll be good for them in their lives going forward. But it's cool that our team is like that right now, by how the world really is.
We love it. It's like a badge of honor for us. You know, it's become an identity. We're like Team FIBA, you know, we're such an international flavor. And it's great for our American guys too. You know, these guys get to be around and experience different cultures, different languages, different ways of thinking that they may not get, you know, otherwise. And the other thing I think even helps our American guys, when they do play professional ball, you know, after college is over, they're going to be a lot more ready for it. Because now when they go to, you know, play in First League Serbia, well, now, you know, they've been around a lot of Serbian players. They go play First League Romania. They play First League Portugal. You know, maybe they play Euro Cup. You know, if they're really lucky, they get to play Euro League. Well, now they're playing in the European-style system, playing around other international guys. And so it's not the culture shock. So I think that's another benefit for long-term. But just our guys enjoy it. Now, we do say we've got a couple of rules. Like in the locker room and on the court, we can only speak one language. And that's UT Martin basketball language.
Yes.
So we don't want too many different languages being spoken just in the locker room on the court, because we want to be able to communicate with each other. We don't want to, you know, have it where we're speaking a bunch of different languages. No one knows what anyone else is saying. Like, so we try to keep it standard and just speak our Skyhawk language, you know, at that point.
I hear that, man. I got two more for you, man. I see you got AJ and Will Hopkins, brothers from Atlanta, Georgia, my hometown here. Yep. Talk about how cool is get those young men into your program, man.
Yeah, I mean, AJ's phenomenal. I mean, he's a captain for us. He's a leader. AJ's amazing, man. He won't be a coach because he's too smart to even do that. Like, he's going to be like some big time business owner, and he's just amazing everything he does. And with his brother Will coming on as well. Now Will's a walk on for us, but I mean, just AJ's leadership. He's been through, he played 2 years at a junior college at a great JUCO program at Florida Southwestern. We played against him for 2 years. You know, now he's played in and started some games in OVC. He's just such a leader. He's just such a leader. And the guys follow him.
No doubt, man. The last one I got for you, man, you got a non-conference schedule. Talk about that playing UNLV, my guy Josh Pastner, Brian Wardle, my man at Florida State, man. You also got Southern North, Scott Nagy, a Hall of Famer in his own right, playing him. And talk about playing these great coaches in non-conference and challenging your team early to get ready for this OVC slate. It starts in December.
I forgot Pastor was in Atlanta at Tech. So, yeah, he's an Atlanta guy now, right?
Yes.
We obviously want to play great competition, you know, which will help prepare us. Obviously, there's a financial aspect as well. But we chose all these teams specifically for a reason. Each one's a little bit different. But I want our guys to have a great experience. You know, we talk so much about winning. We talk so much about, like, everyone talks about wins and losses and just wants to fast forward. I want to like enjoy where we're at. Let's be where our feet are. And so, and I learned some of this last year. So like, if we're going to go play a big time high major bye game, let's go open the season in Las Vegas. Like, how cool is that? You know, we got all these guys, most of our international guys have never been to Vegas before. Heck, most of our American kids haven't. So like, let's go open up in Las Vegas. I mean, how cool is that? Who wouldn't want to play in Las Vegas? And I actually grew up a UNLV fan. Like, I was a huge Larry Johnson, Stacey Augmon, Anderson Hunt, heck, bigs like Georgia Ackles. Even a few years later, J.R. Ryder. Like, I love UNLV. And so how cool is that? And then we get to play like at Florida State. And Leonard Hamilton played at UT Martin. And so he's a Hall of Famer at UT Martin. And so kind of honor Leonard Hamilton. I talked to him on the phone and say, I want to play at Florida State now that you've retired. And, you know, so that's going to be cool. And then we go after that. We play at the Pensacola Classic. And we play Prairie View and then the winner of Southern Miss and North Florida. And we get to spend like 3 or 4 days in Pensacola, Florida, right near the beach. Like, I want our guys to have a great experience, because at the end of the day, I mean, we want to win. You know, we don't talk about it a lot. We want to talk about the process that helps lead us to winning. But I'll tell you what, boss man, I mean, what these guys are going to remember are the memories.
Yes.
I mean, at the end of the day, 20 years from now, I mean, they're not looking back and like, man, who'd we beat on December 18th? You know what I mean? They're going to look back at these memories and go, man, how about that Vegas trip? How about that Pensacola trip? How about winning that ring for the OVC tournament and going to the big dance for the first time in school history? So, like, we want to just create memories for our guys, and that's what we're about. So we're excited for this season. We're excited to create, you know, memories.
No doubt. Well, Jeremy, I bet you should get to the show, man, for the season. So I hope you do well this year. I saw where they picked you. I said, nah, my man's better than that. So we
go. Appreciate it. So okay, we like being an underdog, man.
He's better than that. So we go see him. I hope we achieve that.
Hey, I've been an underdog my whole life. I love being an underdog. Well, I appreciate it, boss, man. Thanks so much for having me on the show. And, man, just it's always a true pleasure.
Same here, brother. It was always fun, man.
Appreciate it.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.